Yeah, good morning. It's Saturday. Good night's better out there, guys. I hope you had a good week. I'm going to break your Saturday for you. We're talking about sugar today and evil in your body. Hey, knocking on heaven's door, guys. Bob Dylan. And I'll be right back.
Cause I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. Feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. 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 Well, mama put that gun to the ground. Cause I can't shoot them anymore. There's a long black cloud coming on down. I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Some songs, man, they don't lose their bite. That's Bob Dylan, knocking on heaven's door, guys. Sugar, yeah, we know there's good and there's bad. You know there's heaven, there's hell. We know there's sweet, there's sour. Today, we're talking about evil, not the principalities and powers. Yeah, we know a lot of fallen angels are out there. We know there are a lot of evil stuff out there. Today, I'm talking about evil in your body. Not demon possession, nah. Now, we know that there are a lot of ways that Satan can get you now. Lucifer. And one way he can attack you is your body. You think your body is really you? No. You're in that body. That's your vessel right there. So if you, the easiest way to get you is to hold back that body one way or the other. So today I'm talking about sugar. Yeah, it's good, it's sweet. And as I said a few months ago, all sweet things, yeah, seems to be finite. They don't last forever, you know. No. And that's why I tell my patients to say, listen, man, you need to do everything in moderation. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of those, that type of thing. When anything you see, whether it's action, word, or deed, you indulge too much in it, seems to be harmful. And today I want to tell you about sugar. You see, right now I'm talking to you. If I knew what I know now, years ago, when I was a teenager, man, I would have been so much better off. Because you know what? The sugar, I would have cut back since I was a kid. So this program is not for diabetics only and pre-diabetics, but it's for everybody. I want to show you in this half an hour why sugar and too much sugar is bad for your body. But I'll come back and talk to you about that. Looking, still can't find what I'm looking for. You Too, that's a big tune. And oh man, they were, oh, You Too, man. You Too is like, you know, I'll be right back. Yeah, guys, you read the book Switch? You should check it out on eBooks. It's one of my books, the second book I wrote, actually. Switch Fiction. Switch right now. I'm sorry, I'm unfair you guys a little bit. YouTube, that was live. Let's go to real recording. Be right back.
Oh,
Yeah, no, sometimes it happened to us. You know, we meet a date and we think it's it, and then after a couple of weeks, a couple of months, nobody really want, you know? But what is it you really want? No perfection, man. Something called, you know, getting find a common ground, you know, gray area and compromise. Ain't got nothing perfect out there. So that was actually you too. Guys, I talked to you about metabolism of foods. We talk about macronutrients and micronutrients. The macronutrients food divided into carbohydrates, protein, and fat. And then you have the micronutrients where you have things like supplements and so forth. But we're talking about breakdown of these things. You break down. As a matter of fact, the choice mechanism for energy in the body is carbohydrates. Yeah, the body would easily get energy, easily from carbohydrate breaking down to glucose in the gut, taken to the blood, and then to the cells. The cells take that stuff, goes through the Krebs cycle, and guess what happens? Energy. That's what the body needs. That's what the cells, the unit structure of the body needs, actually, to survive. Yeah, you could break down proteins into amino acids, and amino acids could go straight to a molecule called acetyl-CoA. Don't worry all those big words, but, you know, that's it. For you doctors out there who want, you understand what I'm trying to say. And acetyl-CoA now would pass through the Krebs cycle and you get glucose, but it's harder. It's a lot of work to get energy from that. And then you have fats can be divided, broken down to fatty acids and glycerol, and that can go to the acetyl-CoA also. Gone through the Krebs cycle and you get energy. Because you remember, the cells want energy. Energy, oxygen plus the glucose gives you energy and heat. All of that. Now you wonder why you're warm. That's why you're warm, baby. It's energy produced from metabolism of food. And when the people are cold, it means they're stiff. Ain't got no need for no energy anymore. Other stuff is happening there. So the choice is carbohydrate. The body will take that any day. Only will go to the, if you're fasting, or if you're deprived of carbohydrate, it'll go to fats or proteins. But generally, that's how it works. Now, sugar. Now, the glucose, that's the medical terminology for sugar. That's the molecule that the cells like. And guys, I want to tell you today that too much of that in your body, I'll show you within another 15 minutes why too much sugar is bad for you. First of all, look at some of the side effects and the complications of sugar. You don't have to be diabetic or pre-diabetic. Even if you're taking a lot of dosage of sugar in your body, people drinking a lot of sweet drinks and a lot of cakes and the ice cream and overloading themselves with this processed foods and stuff. Retinopathy, damage to the eyes. Nephropathy, damage to the kidneys. Neuropathy, damage to your nerves. That is why people walk on nails and so forth and they can't even know that they damage their feet. A lot of ulcers. Cardiovascular disease, heart attacks and stroke. You know about that. Skin disease. Gum disease. Yeah, your gum, you have a problem. Bad breath. You find that there's a lot of decay going on in there. Sugar. Leg ulcers. There's something called diabetic ketoacidosis, DKA, we call it. You don't die from that stuff, man. Your sugar's too high. The body become acidotic with a pH less than 7.4. Yeah. You see all those sick people in the hospital over there, laying down, sick on the way out to cross over to the other side? You think their pH is high? No. It's low. Less than 7.4. An alkaline body is much healthier than an acidic body. So you got high glucose. That's what happened there. And your immune system decreases when you have diabetes or you're pre-diabetic or you eat a lot of sugar. And you know what happens? You have immune system that is down or is low, you're predisposed to cancer. Hotel California is coming up. I love the song. Dancing with a lady. You don't know if you're dancing to leave her or to be with her. I love the lyrics. Guys, I'll be right back. Checking into that Roach Hotel, man, you may never leave. There's a protein I want to talk to you about, the OGLC-NSC protein. It's increased in patients who take a lot of sugar in their body and sugar levels are high. When that is increased, it, as a matter of fact, inhibits nitric oxide synthase, which is an enzyme that converts protein into nitric oxide, which is the most potent vasodilator in the body. And you think about it. If your body is dilating with a lot of nitric oxide, then it means your pressure will be normalized. But because you have the increase of this protein, which causes the inhibition of that synthase enzyme, you have decreased nitric oxide. So what happens? Angiotensin II converting enzyme, which is the most potent vasoconstrictor, shuts down on the arteries. Your arteries become, the caliber become smaller. And what happens? Your pressure go up. Think about it. Same volume of blood, arteries smaller, your pressure got to go up. That's why most diabetics are hypertensive. And they're predisposed to cardiovascular disease, stroke and heart attacks, kidney damage. You see all of those complications of high sugar. That is why it's evil in your body. Then there's another protein called the IGPB. P1 protein. That protein, you know, normally, but as a matter of fact, present in the body, but with cancer. Remember, I said if you have an immune system that is down, you're predisposed to cancer. Because what happens, the IGFBP protein is increased in cancer patients, and this would decrease the sensitivity to insulin. Well, think about it now. If you have a decreased sensitivity of insulin, insulin normally takes the glucose from out of the blood into the cells for metabolism. Now, if you got a increase in that, and this protein decreases the sensitivity, now, if I'm going fast, your sugar levels are high. Why you think your sugar levels will be high? It's because the cancer cells want the sugar for themselves. The cancer cells just shut off your normal cells and their activity because of their now insensitivity to insulin. And they take it themselves. Matter of fact, cancer cells, the sensitivity of insulin is increased exponentially. So you see, that's one way. And also, what cancer cells do, they decrease insulin production, because what happened, bacteroids are in the gut, and if you have increased amount of these bacteroids, which are bacteria, of course, you have a healthy gut. A healthy gut means that you get the blood, get the glucose across the blood and out of the blood very easily. But in cancer cells, yeah, decreases, there's a decreased amount of bacteroids in the body. It makes the cells in the gut very dysfunctional. If that happens, then it can't release incretin. The diabetic doctors, or we doctors, don't tell you about incretin. We only talk about insulin. Incretin is released by the cells of the gut, stomach and the gut. When you eat food, that stimulates now the pancreas, or the beta cells of the pancreas, to produce insulin so they can get this glucose across the cells for metabolism. So if cancer cells now, you know, with them, you have decreased bacteroids, it means you can't get the glucose out of the blood. What do you think that's happening for? Again, so that the cancer cells can use it for themselves. Guys, listen to me. And lastly, serotonin. Serotonin, as a matter of fact, is needed for insulin production. Cancer people, the serotonin is decreased considerably, so insulin is not being produced properly. A decreased amount of insulin, so here again, a lot of sugar around for the cancer cells to work and to multiply, and to make redundant tissue that you don't need. You see why they're spread? Now you understand why sugar is bad for your body. Sugar, not only if you got latent cancer hanging out somewhere, you might have a latent tumor, don't even know about it. Lots of sugar causes the replication of that cancer cells going everywhere. So it behooves us to cut back on your sugar, whether you're diabetic or not. Whether you're pre-diabetic or not. Yeah. Keep that sugar down. Teach your children to cut back on the sugar. You don't need sugar in your tea, in your coffee, guys. You really don't need it. After a while, you get accustomed to that stuff. No, it's the evil in your body. I told you about the complications of diabetes, pre-diabetic, and people who eat a lot of sugar. Not to mention obesity occurs. When you're obese, you're predisposed to cancer also. You see, a vicious circle. The world is full of circles. I want to say hi to Jalissa. My girl, she's cool. How about Cora? And Monica, may you have a good day, guys. Yeah. When I see Cora, my heart goes tibbly, tibbly, tub. She's 86, man, and I told her I'm coming to her 100th birthday. My patients love me. You know what? I love them too. All right, guys, sugar, evil. And if you stay away from sugar, your body will thank you. This is Dr. Alfred Sperman. As always say, until we meet again, I leave with Girls Like You, Maroon 5. See you next week.
Maybe it's 6:45, maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time, yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk, maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
Not too long ago, I was dancing with dollars. No, it's really real if I let you be my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. Where every other girl you meet is bougazy. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough, but you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Cardi, Cardi. Come and rev it up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart. Let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more white horses and carriage.